Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
And thank you so much, Cece, and welcome to 90 Days to Abundance. This is show number 18. On today's program, don't throw away your receipts. You could be throwing away money. I've got a great way you might be able to turn one of your talents, no matter how unique it is, into a great part-time work-from-home job. Also, I'm going to show you how to get a package of paper towels for $2, a jumbo pack of pull-ups for $4, and how do you like this extreme couponing deal? I'll show you how to get a package of razors for 14 cents. Let's get started. A savings angel was originally born from the northern Midwest, and one of the major grocery chains in that area is Meijer. Now, Meijer shoppers may have noticed a new addition to their M-Perks account. That's digital receipts. Now, individuals who use M-Perks, and that's Meijer's digital coupon program, can enable the receipts under the shopping tools section of their account. Now, I think this is really, really cool, and I love a lot of these cool new innovative ways that grocery stores are trying to be a little bit more tech savvy. And it's going to be really exciting to see what happens in the years ahead. I think it's just going to be easier for us to get better deals, to track our purchases. And if research is your thing and you like to know what it is that you're going to buy before you go, I think we're going to see a lot of great features that will make shopping even more of a pleasure. But anyway, this feature with M-Perks is pretty handy, and it made me think about how important receipts are in general. Now, here are five reasons you should think twice before tossing your receipts. Number one, receipts make returns easier. Now, returns are the most obvious reason that you'd want to keep your receipts handy. Now, while some stores are good about taking back returns without a receipt, others may restrict you to store credit or only refund the amount of the lowest recent selling price. That's something I see that happen at Target. And again, think in terms of keeping receipts for everything that you buy. I bought some cottage cheese recently, and I kept it in my refrigerator, and it was in there about a week. And finally, I opened it up, and it didn't look so good. I mean, cottage cheese doesn't really look so good to begin with, but this really didn't look good and it didn't smell good. And so I brought it back to the store, and I was glad that I had the receipt. Now, it was a good chain that I was returning it to anyway, but again, it's a little bit of a peace of mind that you have the documentation for the transaction. Now, also, if you do make too many returns without a receipt, some stores will actually blacklist you from future returns. So hang on to those receipts. Number two, receipts can actually make you money. I'm not kidding. Your receipts are actually pretty valuable. Now, there are several smartphone apps that pay you for uploading photos of your receipts. Some of these apps offer rewards for specific purchases, while others are run by marketing companies just hoping for a glimpse of your shopping habits. Now, you can check out these receipt reward apps. There's Ibotta, there's Checkout 51, and Receipt Hog. Now, again, they're willing to actually pay you good money for this information. Now, if you need those links, very, very simple. Just go to savingsangel.com/podcast. And you want to look for show number 18, and I've got links directly to these websites and apps that will pay you to get photos of your receipts. Tip number three. Receipts are needed for rebates. Now, rebates aren't as common as they were in the past. However, you still can find opportunities to send in your receipts for money back. Now, let's say you find a rebate for deodorant that you bought last week. Now, wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to buy that product again to get the rebate? Well, if you have your receipt filed away, you won't have to. Number four, receipts help you track spending. Now, another reason to keep your receipts is to see where your money is going. Now, it's hard to know whether you're staying within your budget if you can't see the total of what you're spending. Now, you can keep or scan your receipts and add up the totals at the end of each month. Now, if you're over budget, just review the receipts to see where you're overspending. Then make a plan to plug those holes in your budget. And there are some really good apps out there. I'll do a segment on some excellent apps that make budgeting a breeze. I mean, budgeting, ugh. I mean, right? It's normally a real pain unless you just have one of those minds that are geared for it. But there's actually some great tools that you can use, and I'll cover those tools in a future segment. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you can get that information. And finally, back to receipts. Number five, receipts make tax time less stressful. Now, we all just went through that. So if you'd like to make tax time infinitely easier and have no more guessing about what's tax deductible and what tax deductible expenses you made during the year, it's all right there in your file if you've kept your receipts. Now, personally, I recommend using three files. If you're going to go the old school way of not scanning and OCRing your receipts, you can use this system. You have three files, and you can customize this system how whatever way works best for you. But after every shopping trip, sit down with your receipts and three different colored highlighters. Now, you want to look for items on those receipts that fit into one of these categories, work or business related. Number two, charitable donations. And number three, medical expenses. Now, highlight those purchases and then pop them in the appropriate folder so you'll be ready for tax time. Now, scanning is also a great option that can help you stay better organized as you strive for less paper in your home. Now, again, I'm going to be doing a segment in the future on transitioning and becoming a paper, I don't want to say paperless, but a less paper-filled home. I actually just ordered a scanner that does, it's a document scanner that uploads everything directly into Evernote or Dropbox or onto the cloud, and then also scans everything so that it will be completely searchable. And I'm going to be sharing my experience with that system, and hopefully I can inspire you to get rid of some of your paper in your home. Now, again, you may be inclined to toss your receipts in the garbage bin as you walk out of the store. But these that I've shared today are five very good reasons to hold on to that slip of paper a little while longer. Now, of all the billions of people on the planet, there's no one quite like you, is there? Now, what you may not know is that your uniqueness could be the exact tool you can use to earn extra money or a steady income by using a website called Fiverr.com. Now, this is Fiverr, which is Fiverr.com, and it is a global online marketplace offering tasks and services referred to as gigs, starting at the low cost of $5 per job performed, thus the name. Now, one of the main benefits to using Fiverr as a way to earn additional income is the simple fact that you can make $5 over and over and over again. Now, plus, you have the option of offering add-ons at additional larger prices. Now, in order to come up with a gig that works for you, start by thinking of all the stuff that you happen to be very good at. Now, maybe you're a talented singer, writer, dancer, artist, crafter, etc., that you could do in a few minutes and turn it into a gig. Now, coming up with a good gig to sell is probably the hardest part of your service, of this service. Now, if you do a quick search of the website and scan several pages, it can give you some good ideas on what you could offer for $5. Now, once you've come up with a list of things that you're good at, offer a service or services that are related to these things. Now, there are 14 different categories where you can list your gig. Now, if you don't find a suitable category, then just put it in the other category. Now, keep in mind that whatever you offer will need to be something that you're willing to sell for just $5. Now, you're only actually going to clear $3.92 after Fiverr and PayPal fees. So it's important that the gig that you create is something that you can deliver quickly. Now, how much can you earn? Well, do the math. How many gigs do you think you can handle in a day? If your gig takes about 15 to 20 minutes, and you have 3 hours a day to devote to Fiverr, you'll clear approximately $36 a day or $12 an hour. Now, it's all about what you can do, how quickly you can do it, and how much time you're willing or able to work. Now, the top-rated sellers can make thousands of dollars each and every week. Your particular talent may not attract that much, but let me share with you 12 tips for making decent money at Fiverr. Number one, make your service unique to you and others. Be the expert at doing whatever it is that you do, or at least be as close to one as possible. Now, there are many Fiverr sellers providing about the same thing that you do. So what I want you to do is I want you to niche yourself. I want you to become very unique. Now, if you listen to the beginning of this podcast, well, her name is Cece, and I connected with Cece through Fiverr. Now, in Cece's description, she describes exactly what makes her unique, and that was important to me because I was looking for a certain type of person for that skill. And so get really good at a very unique aspect of your talent, and you'll find that the people who are searching for that are always going to go to you. Tip number two, whatever you do, it has to be something that you can handle doing over and over again. If repetition isn't high on your list of fun things to do, you'll probably burn out quickly. Number three, deliver your gigs on time. You set the lead time for delivery, but remember, once you receive an order, you're on the clock. And if you don't deliver your gigs on time, you're going to get negative reviews, and negative reviews really hurt. Number four, edit your gig if need be. Now, you have the option to do that. So if it isn't going well for you, or if you find that after getting into it, there's something that you should have added or deleted, you can do that. Now, maybe you're finding that it's taking you longer than anticipated to complete a gig, or you're just trying to keep up with the workload. Now, if you're getting bogged down with orders that are taking too long, you're going to struggle to complete them on time. And again, that could mean negative reviews, and we want to avoid that. Number five, deliver quality. Quality increases your chances for repeat buyers and higher reviews. And if you get lots of high reviews, you are going to be in demand. Number six, optimize your listing with keywords. Now, this is really important because incorporating keywords, the things that people are searching for into your gig, are going to help people find what you're offering when they do a search. Number seven, market your product or service by creating a video. Now, creating a video will help you attract attention and get more sales, and it's also going to set you apart from your competition. Number eight, use social media to help you get the word out about your gig. Number nine, use an appropriate high-quality image related to the content of your gig. Now, if you're a graphic artist, use an image of your work and add more than one photo to show what you're capable of doing. Number 10, make your gig's title and description clear. Now, if someone isn't quite sure about what it is that you do, they're not going to hire you. Number 11, take advantage of the instructions to buyers. Now, if you need the buyer to send some detailed specifics, the time it takes the buyer to get that information to you does not count against your delivery time. Now, I really feel very strongly that in your description, you need to be very, very clear And you also need to give very, very clear instructions on what you want from your buyers. If there is any miscommunication, it could ultimately mean that they're unsatisfied with the order, you're really frustrated because you haven't gotten the information that you've gotten. Again, if you know what to ask for and you know how to explain your job very well, then this is going to go very smoothly and you can start turning out these gigs much faster. And finally, tip number 12, suspend your gig when necessary. Now, if you're getting behind on deliveries, you're going on vacation, you get sick, or maybe you've lost your internet for some reason, suspending your gig or gigs because you can have up to 20 is a good option. Now, as long as you don't delete your gig, you won't lose the good buyer feedback that you've accumulated. So what can you do to make some extra dough? Well, almost any service that's not considered offensive can be offered on Fiverr. So time to get that thinking cap on and see what you can come up with that is uniquely you. Well, all right, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let me share with you 6 great deals that you don't want to miss. If you're a couponer, not a couponer, it doesn't matter. Just get these awesome deals. They're super, super easy to get. I love cherry picking the absolute best deals. I love getting these deals. It's like Christmas every single week when you listen to the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. Am I right? So this first deal that you want to make sure you get is a new product. It's the Oscar Mayer P3. And what does the P stand for? Protein. It's got, there was almonds in it, cheese, and turkey, I think, was in there. And it normally sells for $1.79 at Target, where it happens to be on sale this week for $1.50. Now, here's why I want you to get this deal. There's a $1 coupon that you can print out. To get this coupon, you go to savingsangel.com/podcast, click on show number 18, and we've got the direct link for this $1 coupon. Bring it into Target. You can bring it in anywhere. I mean, the reason this deal's so good is because of that $1 coupon, but your final price could be as little as 50 cents for Oscar Mayer P3. All right, I've got a stock up price for you on paper towels. I don't know about you and your family, but every time I fill up a cart with like a bunch of paper towel, I almost kind of look around sheepishly, like I should be embarrassed because of all the paper towel that I'm buying. And I think, oh, this is going to last me forever. And so I buy like, 3 jumbo packs of paper towel. And lo and behold, like 3 weeks later, I am buying more paper towel. Anyways, if your family's like mine, you go through a bunch of this stuff, here is a great opportunity to get a great deal. So you can get Sparkle paper towels. It normally sell for $7. Look, it's Sparkle. It's not Bounty. It's not the quicker picker upper. It's not the best brand name, but you know what? You're going to get a darn good deal on this. Normally $7 for the 8-pack. On sale for $5 at CVS. When you buy 3 of them, they give you $5 back. And I've got a link for $1 coupons that you can print from your computer, bring it to CVS. Your final price for an 8-pack of paper towel is $2.34. That's a good deal. That's a stock up price. Go get some paper towel. This next one is going to be a great deal if you still have a kid in diapers or pull-ups. I'm talking to you moms and dads of boys who, I'm not naming any names, but if you should happen to have a boy that is still in pull-ups, it can be frustrating to have to buy them year after year after year. Anyway, let me give you a great deal on Huggies pull-ups. This is at CVS and normally $12 for the jumbo pack. They're on sale for $8.99. When you buy $20 worth, they're going to give you $5 back at the register. Now, there are also $2 and $3 coupons that you can print from your computer, bring in to CVS, where you can make your final price just over $4 for the jumbo pack of diapers. That's a great deal. All right, you ready for your extreme couponing deal? All right, here's Bic disposable razors. You can get a 4-pack of the Comfort 3 razors. It normally sells for $4.19. They're on sale, and we've got a $3 coupon that just came out in the Sunday paper, or a $2 printable one. Now, if you use that $3 coupon, you can get a 4-pack of razors for as little as 14 cents. Next, I don't know if you've seen the Energizer, the ultimate lithium batteries. They sell for like $11, and you thought, I don't know, should I get those? Well, I'm going to show you how you can get those lithium, the ultimate lithium batteries, for less than what you'd pay for the alkaline batteries. Now, they're normally $11 at Walgreens. This week, they're on sale for $6.99. Make sure to get there before Saturday at midnight. Also, there is a $3 coupon in the Walgreens April monthly coupon book. And also, we've got a $1 coupon you can print from your computer. Bring it in. Your final price is going to be $2.49 for the ultimate lithium batteries. Finally, it's spring cleaning season, and you can get Soft Scrub Cleaner. It normally sells for $4.50. This is another Walgreens deal. It's on sale for $2.25. But guess what? We've got a $1 coupon. You bring those $1 coupons into Walgreens, and your final price on the Soft Scrub is going to be $1.25. Spring cleaning season, that's a stock-up price. I would say buy enough to last you the whole year. You could print two of those coupons per computer, bring them into Walgreens. Again, that's 72% off. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. Now, in particular, I would love to thank these people by name. And why am I thanking them? Because they went into iTunes and they left a 5-star review and also wrote something very nice. And I really appreciate that. I'm going to thank you, Maltiel. I'm going to thank the Gusman 009, Dijon S30, Miss Molly Ann, Busy Bee 1999, Ogdenite 2011, A. Craker, Joshua K., ADJ Win, GAD 407, Teasing Clad, Tasmanian Devil 5, Jeff Sanders. That's the Jeff Sanders that I interviewed last week. Mr. Sanders, that was very classy of you. Thank you so much. And Cherry Blossom. Thank you all for your positive reviews. And if you'd like to leave a review in iTunes, very, very simple. Just go to savingsangel.com/iTunes in your browser. And then open us up in the iTunes program, or you can do it in the iTunes app. And click on the button that says write a review. And I'll make sure to thank you by name as well. Now, those reviews are like gold. Trust me, every single, that 1 5-star review really helps move 90 Days to Abundance up the rankings, and it helps expose this message of abundance to a much larger audience. So thank you so much. Now, if you want extra karma and extra good luck, you can also go to savingsangel.com/Stitcher. Now, Stitcher is the app that you can use on your phone that you can listen to all sorts of different podcasts, and that's the one that I use. And then, of course, you can also see all of our podcasts by just going to savingsangel.com/podcast, and you can also access all of our show notes for each of these episodes. And of course, if you'd like to leave me any comments, that would be a great place to do that. With that, my friends, thank you so much for joining me on this show. This is show number 18 of the 90 Days to Abundance program. And with that, I will see you Friday. And until then, live abundantly. So it's like Christmas every single week when you listen to the 90 Days to Abundance podcast. Am I right?